This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We want to begin today with one man's unusual way to try to draw attention to clean water in Massachusetts. 69-year-old Denny Alsop has been paddling the rivers of Massachusetts for the past month, riding a canoe he made himself, all the way from western Massachusetts to the Hatch Shell, where he's expected to end his trip tomorrow. We met with him earlier today along the Charles River in Newton.
I'm a person who cares about my river. I'm not a poet. I'm not a writer. I'm a person who worked in the woods close to the land. I'm a person who built 30 canoes at one point in my life, including this one. And canoeing is my language. So if I have a concern for my river, the Housatonic, the way for me to express it is to build a canoe and paddle it across my state to Boston and hope that I will be heard.
Alsop is passionate about the environment, especially what he calls his river, the Housatonic in western Massachusetts. Alsop says it's the most polluted river in the state, and he blames General Electric. GE did agree to clean up pollution from the chemicals that it used at its former factory in Pittsfield decades ago, and after cleaning up about 2 miles of the Housatonic, the effort stalled over disagreements about the most cost-effective way to move forward. That, and General Electric's decision to move its headquarters to Boston, prompted Alsop to make this trip, and it's the second time he's done so to draw attention to his river.
What I heard was that General Electric, which dumped millions of pounds of toxic PCBs into the Housatonic River in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and early 70s, was announced that they were withdrawing from a cleanup proposal which had been hammered out with the EPA for my river. And at the same time, in the same week, I learned that Governor Charlie Baker had announced that GE was moving its headquarters to Boston. And I really want to express that this is one citizen's concern. I'm not coming from anger. I'm not coming from despair. I'm coming for hope that my river can be cleaned up.
Well, we should say, I mean, GE has been asked about the cleanup, and it doesn't necessarily use the word withdraw from the cleanup. It says it did clean up around Pittsfield, the immediate area where it did have the facility that polluted, but it also said that it's dredged more than anybody else. It is working on the cleanup, but there are parts of the cleanup plan that were hammered out that it feels are very expensive and don't have the benefit for that kind of cost. As a business person, I think, shouldn't they look at less expensive ways of doing things? And isn't that their right to do that? And, you know, what's the problem with doing that, do you think?
Well, I think the cost basis look at cleaning up a river has to take into a broad picture. You have to look at the welfare of the people and the economy of the region through which that river flows. Our economy in the Berkshires is a tourist-based economy and a creative-based economy. You've probably heard of James Taylor and Yo-Yo Ma and the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Shakespeare and Company.
And Tanglewood.
This is our backbone. And yet through the middle of this beautiful valley, we have a river which I know, having paddled across the state, is the most poisoned river in the Commonwealth. If you look at cost-based analysis, you have to take a look at both sides of the balance sheet.
We have your canoe hidden in the bushes here in Newton. Can we see it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
Can we walk through these bushes here? It's kind of hidden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This canoe is made out of wood, which grew in a valley in Berkshire County. I know the logger who felled the tree. I know the sawyer who sawed the log, and I built the boat. One of the things I like about a wooden boat is the sound. You know, aluminum has a particular timbre to it.
The different plastics have a sort of slippery slide, but wood, I don't know. It's my cello.
So do you, like, you've been doing this for a month. Every night, do you have to hide your canoe on the bank somewhere and sleep in a tent? Or?
I have to not only hide the canoe, I have to hide myself as well.
But you sleep in a tent pretty much every night on the side of rivers.
Yeah, pretty much. You'll notice that pretty much because last evening when I arrived here...
In Newton,
I was unable to find an area along the Charles which I felt was safe.
How do you know if an area is safe? Like, did you get to an area and think it wasn't safe? What made you think that?
Well, the area which on the map... which looked safe to me ahead of time, it turned out to be an area with a lot of syringes and evidence of drug use.
So what did you do?
At that point, I decided, I pulled my canoe out from the river and, well, actually, I paddled downstream and then portaged to a motel.
Have you ever had to do that before?
No, not on this particular journey, Yeah.
That tells you a lot, because you've done this before.
Yes, I have.
You did it how many years ago?
I did this almost the same route 28 years ago. And at that time, I did it because when I looked at my home river, the Housatonic, I could see how unloved it was. And so I realized that in order to get people motivated enough to press for the rivers to be cleaned up, I needed to elevate people's awareness of how beautiful and valuable a resource rivers are in Massachusetts.
And what about differences in the river itself? What's the biggest thing that the biggest difference you've noticed in this trip compared with the other one?
On this journey, so when I compare this year, 2016, with 1988, the rivers are different. My overall conception of the rivers of Massachusetts is that they are much cleaner. People like them. There's been a huge attitude shift, which makes me very happy. Very, very, very happy.
You know, it is beautiful here. I mean, you sort of feel like you're in the woods a little bit, and then you look up and there's an apartment building and you hear sirens in the background. It's very strange to be in an urban setting and here behind a park and feel like you're kind of in the woods.
This is a journey of transitions, intersections, crossing paths with people who are surprised to hear what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And it's actually astonishing to think that in 24 hours and a little bit, this journey will be over.
So what are your plans for tomorrow?
Well, I arrive tomorrow at the Hatch Shell on the Esplanade. And, you know, my supporters will greet me there. And I look forward to seeing my wife, Nina, and some of the friends from Berkshire County who followed this journey. And then I will put this canoe either over my head or on wheels, and then I will take it through downtown Boston over to Fort Point Channel to a place called Wormwood Park, which is a little pocket park right across the street from the site of the new General Electric headquarters. And there I will read a letter addressed by the Berkshire Natural Resources Council to General Electric on the subject of cleaning up the Housatonic River.
Now, I know that you're hopeful, but if someone is listening and thinking, you know, you did this trip 20-odd years ago to clean up the Housatonic, and it's still not clean, you're doing it again, why is this time going to be different?
Because this time I can read the rivers and the message I'm getting is different. 28 years ago, rivers were abandoned places. They were fenced off. They were dangerous. It's different. Today, people in Massachusetts are buying land and paying a premium along rivers. It's waterfront. It's beloved. It's beautiful. They're boating. So my idea is working. And I think that the idea of cleaning up a beautiful river, one of the most beautiful rivers in our Commonwealth, will resonate with people. I think I'm doing okay.
Well, it's really been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
That's Stockbridge resident Denny Alsop. You can follow his paddling trip on his Facebook page, Canoe for Clean Water. There's a link at our website, radioboston.org.